The Mishnah says in Daf Kufayin and Beis Amud Aleph that if you have Shneis and Ben Shimon in one city, so that you can't be Maitzeh Shtachav Alein, and they can't be Maitzeh. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says that Ketan Yasu Yishaleishu, they should write three generations, so that way you can differentiate between them. And Vimhayim Yishaleishu, if they're equal in the third generation as well, then Yichtivu Simon, then write some type of Simon. But if they're equal in the simanim as well, then yichtivu kain, then whoever's a kain should write kain. You have to come up with some etza how to differentiate between them. The Chasam Seif in Chubas, I mean, as with Simon Chafei, that's an interesting kasha. He says, why are we working so hard to try to come up with an etza how to differentiate between them? Why don't you just write the name of the mother? Write the name of the mother instead of the name of the father. Mistama, they have different names. And that way, you could show the chilik between them. And he wants to bring your eye from here and other places that you see from here that you can't write the name of the mother in a shtar. People are not generally known by the name of the mother. The name of the father is famous. That's the way people always refer to them. But the mother's name is not mefursim enough to be considered as kriya shem, and therefore you can't use the name of the mother in shtaris. That's why the Mishnah doesn't give that etza. But he does say, he says, it could be that if somebody has a mother is very mefursim, if she's a very famous woman and everyone knows it's his mother, then it could be that you could do it. And as an example, he says, like the Chavis Yair was Nikra Yair, Nikra Chavis Yair Shem, his grandmother Chavla, who is Megadol him. And the Marshal is called the Marshal. His name was Rabbi Shmuel Edlish, I'll shame his mother. Some say it was mother-in-law, whose name was Edel. So he was Rabbi Shmuel of Edel. She helped support him in learning. And therefore, somebody like that, who is a Mefursim Dika mother, it would be mutter to use that name, perhaps, because that's a shame of Mefursim. And I think Agab, you see a Chiddush from this Chasam Sefer, not like something brought down in the Sefer Medrash Pinchas. The Sefer Medrash Pinchas from a Pinchas Karetzer, he says, like this, he says, Masha Olam Omer Masefer Marsha Shvashetevus Smeinu Reb Shmuel Eidlish Who Tais Gomer. This everyone says the Marsha means Reb Shmuel Eidlish is a Tais. It's not true. Kihu Rashetevus Shmuel Eliezer. It's not Reb Shmuel Eidlish. It's Shmuel Eliezer. That was the second name of the Marsha. King Kasa Bahakdama. And he goes on to explain why that happened. And then he says that Meisha Marti Davar Hanal Pascha Reb Olam Omer Smeinu Reb Shmuel Eidlish Rakstam Marsha Kibyam Rishonim Hazem Ragam Afiyu Kol Olam. And he says that once he wrote this thing over here that stands for Eliezer, not for Eidlish. People stop saying that, and that people now know the Emes, that the Marsha really stands for Shmuel Eliezer. So he wants to say that it's a mistake. It's not really Shmuel Eidlish from this some cipher. You have a Lachai right now like him because he assumed as a Dabar Pashit, Marsha is a Shmuel Eidlish, and he was Nikra al Shem Iman.